This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montagne with Steve Inskeep. The Senate showdown may be just days away when Republicans try to force a straight majority vote on some of President Bush's judicial nominees. This would be a change in the Senate rules called the nuclear option, and it has advocacy groups, pro and con, mobilizing their supporters across the country. The grassroots campaigns are massive. Both sides say this is just a warm-up for the next Supreme Court nomination. NPR's Peter Overby reports.
As usual, the most conspicuous lobbying is on TV. The conservative group Progress for America unveiled a new spot yesterday supporting the rule change. And on the other side, People for the American Way has been running this ad.
I'm a common sense Republican, but some things are beginning to trouble me.
Last week, the ad ran on CNN's afternoon political show for four straight days. It urges viewers to sign a petition against the rule change. While the ad is on the air, a room full of people waits in downtown Washington, telephones and computers ready. Then comes the punchline.
That's why we need to fight to save checks and balances and save the filibuster. Call 1-866.
And less than a minute later, the phones are ringing.
Okay. Would you like to add your name to our petition to save the filibuster?
People for the American Way is part of a coalition called the Leadership Conference on Civil Rights. The conference has coordinated liberal strategies on court nominations since 1950. Its director is Wade Henderson.
I certainly think the controversy over the nuclear option and thus the future of the federal courts and the integrity of the courts has brought together more interests on both sides of the debate than any previous battle that I'm familiar with. It's because there's so much at stake.
Some quick history here. The Senate didn't even hold public votes on nominations until a rule change in 1929. The following year, President Herbert Hoover made a Supreme Court nomination, and a coalition of unions and civil rights groups blocked it. Republicans blocked Justice Abe Fortas's nomination to be Chief Justice in 1968, and then that coalition of civil rights and labor groups came back to knock down two Supreme Court nominations from Richard Nixon. Nixon's vice president, Spiro Agnew, said on CBS that their lobbying was reprehensible.
It was contrived from the outside. The liberal community saw fit to engage in what I consider to be a very calculated effort.
But the kind of grassroots lobbying that now defines nominations battles didn't really appear until 1987, when Ronald Reagan proposed Robert Bork for the High Court. The Civil Rights and Labor Coalition was expanding. And one of the new groups, People for the American Way, had the media savvy to run an ad voiced by Gregory Peck.
There's a special feeling of awe people get when they visit the Supreme Court of the United States, the ultimate guardian of our rights as Americans. That's why we set the highest standards for our highest court justices.
I don't believe that the right understood exactly how coordinated the left was.
Kay Daly is president of the Coalition for a Fair Judiciary, an umbrella group supporting the rule change. She says that even in the 1991 fight to confirm Justice Clarence Thomas, conservatives were a step behind in grassroots organizing. Her own group really started 4 years ago when the Senate debated John Ashcroft's nomination to be Attorney General. Speaking outside a popular Capitol Hill restaurant, Daly says she uses email to reach conservatives of all stripes.
When you send an email to a focus on the family and Americans for Tax Reform, one of those kinds of organizations, you're reaching hundreds of thousands, if not millions, of people. Sometimes you have to laugh when you hear your own talking points coming back at you.
Now the grassroots networks on both sides are more extensive than ever before. But longtime conservative leader Paul Weyrich says there's a strategy that's smarter than just revving up the activists. It's asking an undecided senator's big donors to make a call.
A donor list will get a greater response than if you simply go to all of your supporters, because your supporters may not be the same supporters as the senator has.
That works for Weyrich because he can count on donors to push Republican senators in the direction he wants. For liberal groups, it's a tougher challenge. Ralph Nies, president of People for the American Way, says they now need TV to help deliver the message to many Republican senators.
Because in many of the target states, the progressive organizations do not have big organizations. We are focusing on red states.
And if those red state senators are starting to feel the pressure now, they should wait till the next Supreme Court nomination. Peter Overby, NPR News, Washington.